Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that our hearts and our minds are open to your word this morning. We ask this in your name. Amen. So, here we are this morning. Now, if I were to ask you where you were Easter 2017 or Christmas 2017, have a quick think. You probably would remember where you were. However, if I asked you where you were Pentecost 2017, most of us would probably struggle, I am sure, to remember where we were. But happy Pentecost, everyone, this morning, the church's birthday. Now, I don't like to boast at all, and we shouldn't, but I do remember where I was, Pentecost 2017. I was stood right here, preaching to you all this time last year. So when I saw that I was preaching here again, I thought, wow, goodness, what did I preach about last year? So off I went through my laptop and found the sermon. And I thought, that wasn't bad, but try and do better this year, Nadine, you know? So what I spoke about last year was how we cannot explain the Holy Spirit. We haven't got the words. I used the song Electricity from Billy Elliot, which he sings when asked during his interview, how do you feel when you dance? So, as I said, I started to think about Pentecost early on Monday, and I went through the readings that we've just heard. I read them several times. I also reminded myself, that we are doing a Bible series on the Beatitudes. We're thinking about Bishop Stephen's three C's, being a contemplative, compassionate, and a courageous church. And then I thought, God, this is just too much for me. And I prayed and I prayed. And I asked God what he wanted me to say. So here we go. I've touched already, Pentecost is one of the Christian festivals' feasts, but it's not celebrated like the major festivals of Easter and Christmas. And I'm not sure that that is right. And I'm going to explain my reasoning behind this. Pentecost is the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit to the apostles and into our lives and into our church today. We celebrate the tremendous transformative power of the Holy Spirit and look for its continuing presence around us. Jesus promised his disciples the Spirit as a gift. And there's a special way in which we, as Christians, experience the Spirit in our lives. It is all part of God's grace. Although the Spirit of God is here, it's around us all the time, our ability to see, to experience, to feel close to God is small and unconfident. We long to be close to him. We long to reach out to him, but to be pretty honest, we're hopeless sometimes. For some people, as they mature in their faith and as they build a deeper and more solid relationship with God, this sense of the presence of God in everything, in their whole of their lives and all around them, becomes strong and confident. Most of us, though, we easily slip out of step with God. We hide away in our own lives. We worry about today, the future. And sometimes we'll even shout at God. We plead with him that we need him to be more clear. We need him to be more immediate. Well, God knows all our needs. So what does he do? He sends us this special blessing, the Holy Spirit, for each and every one of us. But what difference does the Holy Spirit make in our lives? What difference does the Holy Spirit make to you and to me today, tomorrow, sitting here now in church, or laying awake in bed in the early hours of the morning? What difference does the Holy Spirit make? Well, Jesus often spoke about peace. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Comforter. And I'm sure, like me, you've heard people say, "I never thought I'd cope, but somehow in the midst of this terrible thing, I have coped. I've been calm. I've been at peace." Well, that somehow is the Holy Spirit, helping us to know at that real gut level that all will be okay, because our lives are in the hand of God, a God who loves us and cares for us infinitely more than we will ever know. He is always there to give us comfort. Though, for God's Holy Spirit to be able to work within us, we need to engage with God's presence in our life, to give him the opportunity to guide, support, and comfort us. And this is where one of Bishop Stephen's three C's comes in: contemplative. Contemplative means simply to spend time with God. According to the Gospels, Jesus often withdrew, usually up a mountain, to spend time apart with God. And so do we need to do that. We need to remember to spend time with God. However, God didn't just send his Holy Spirit to help us personally, but also to assist us in spreading his kingdom here on earth. Like the first disciples we heard about in our Mark reading, we have a missional responsibility. Using the gift of the Spirit, which we have been freely given, whether that be an academic knowledge, kindness, generosity, hospitality, we've been given these gifts, and we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit to use those gifts and opportunities, which are freely given, to share God's love with others. So the next time, like Billy Elliot, when we have this feeling, we have this gut feeling that we can't really explain, we haven't got the words, let's stop and think. It could possibly be the Holy Spirit. It probably is the Spirit of God working within us, guiding, strengthening, supporting, and giving us the skills and gifts we need or require at that time. When we're feeling like this, it's important to stop and listen, to give God the opportunity to talk to us, to tell us what he wishes us to do. So the challenge is, the disciples were transformed. The most noticeable transformation was their new boldness and their conviction. The greater, the deeper the effect of the Holy Spirit in our lives, this is to be shared by us as individuals and by us as a church community. Now, wow, what a dramatic effect it would have on the whole of our community here if the Holy Spirit gave us all the boldness of the disciples had on that first Pentecost. I'd just like to finish with Bishop Stephen's prayer. So let us pray. God of gentleness and love, draw near to us as we draw near to you. Dwell in every heart and conversation. Fashion in us the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to discern together all that you are calling us to be and all that you are calling us to do. Assist us by your Spirit to become a more contemplative, more compassionate, and more courageous church for the building of your kingdom and the glory of your Son. Amen.